333 method for anxiety. Anxiety is a natural and common emotional response that everyone experiences at some point. It involves feelings of worry, nervousness, or fear, often triggered by specific situations perceived as threatening or stressful. However, when anxiety becomes frequent or overwhelming, it may indicate an anxiety disorder which requires professional attention and management. Understanding anxiety. Anxiety serves a basic survival function, the fight or flight response. It prepares the body to face or escape perceived threats. This response can be beneficial in dangerous situations, but in modern times it's often triggered by situations that are not life-threatening, like public speaking, performance evaluations, social interactions, work or school or college pressures, changes in routine or having to travel somewhere, for example. Some of these may seem trivial to some people, but they can have a significant impact on those of us who are prone to anxiety. So if you feel the anxious feeling creeping in, a useful tool to help with it is the 333 method. How the 333 method works. The 333 method involves the following steps. 1. Identify and name three objects around you. This step helps bring your attention to your immediate surroundings and away from the source of anxiety. For example, you might notice a football, then a bird flying by, then a car parked by you. 2. Acknowledge three sounds you hear. This focuses your listening and helps you tune into the present environment instead of intrusive anxious thoughts. These sounds could be the wind around you, then the sound of traffic passing you by, and then the sound of people talking in the background. 3. Move three parts of your body. Engage your body to remind yourself where you are and what you're doing. You could wiggle your fingers, then tap your feet, and finally stretch your neck. It's important that you complete all the 3x3x3 and not just one or two in each category. Remember, it's okay to take a moment for yourself. Anxiety is something that we all experience. If you do feel it's becoming frequent or overwhelming, then consider seeking out professional advice and check out the Hub of Hope,